2FM. How are you, Africa?
Hi, you're Dave. Are you all right?
I'm all right indeed.
Good.
Because we want to talk about something here now of which you're an expert. I'll put that mic down.
I'm not an expert.
You better bloody well be. Otherwise, it could be very dodgy for the next 15 minutes. I'm talking about censorship of movies and books, not something that we have to kind of sort of give a lot of thought to anymore in this country. That wasn't always the case. Even as recently as the early 2000s, some media has fallen foul of censorship laws in Ireland, with some books and movies still banned, technically banned, I don't know, even though access to them is easier than ever. Anyway, Africa's here now. That's one of the reasons why you can't ban anything, because everything is
exactly
there.
You can get everything everywhere. Yeah,
dial internet.
Yeah, okay, that's
right.
It
now, the World Wide Web. Now, basically books I want to look at mostly, though.
Yeah.
What used why am I asking this? I know damn well the question here, and I can see the clergy in front of me wagging its finger.
Yeah.
What used to get books banned in Ireland?
What would you think used
the clergy
to get... What would you think?
And I don't even care who's on the censorship board. The clergy.
What would you think that the things that would get a book banned would be,
God.
Dave?
I'll tell you, like, well, in a time
Ireland
when, back in the 70s, if you saw a naked kind of ankle of a woman,
that's
you could
it.
Be hung, drawn, and quartered.
Well, this is it, exactly.
A naked ankle of a bloke.
So it was naked ankles, generally, that used to get books cancelled, banned.
Yeah.
There was different reasons over the years, but the main reasons were always indecency and obscenity.
Right.
In case it would be corrupted.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there is a Censorship of Publications Board, and it's made up of five people appointed by the Minister for Justice, and they're in charge of deciding whether a book can be banned or not, but it can't act of its own accord. It needs to receive a complaint before it can act on it. But
really?
And right now there's no books banned. Yeah.
So if nobody complained,
exactly,
it's safe to go.
So they can't decide themselves, but if you, Dave, were to send in a complaint about, say, I don't know, say The Ginger Man by J.P. Dunleavy, they would have to take it on its merit and see whether they'd want to ban it.
All right, so
the obscenity.
Sit around and read it just because I said I don't think it should be out
Yeah,
there.
Because Dave Fanning is saying it is disgusting and indecent, then they might take a look at it, yeah. So it was always indecency and obscenity.
Okay, now I do want to stay with books, but at the same time, what about movies? Like, who decides that?
Yeah, so we don't have a great track record with censorship when it comes to movies either. So Monty Python's Life of Brian was banned. A Clockwork Orange was banned. Natural Born Killers. And so it used to be the Irish Film Censors Office, but it's the Irish Film Classification Office now. So they've kind of toned it down.
Brilliant.
A little bit.
I love it.
So it's not quite... These bans happen for a certain amount of time. They're usually quietly lifted. You'll hear a big kind of, you know, fanfare about the fact that something was banned, but bans will be then quietly lifted later on, so as not to cause
cause upset. So I'm going to give you a tiny bit of this here. This was banned, The Life of Brian.
Absolutely.
I'll grant you the aqueduct and sanitation are two things the Romans had done. And the roads. Well, yeah, obviously the roads. I mean, the roads go without saying, don't they? But apart from the sanitation, the aqueduct and the roads...
Irrigation.
Medicine. Education. Yeah, all right, fair enough.
And the wine.
Yeah, that's something we'd really miss, Reg, if the Romans left.
Public baths.
And it's safe to walk in the streets at night now, Reg.
Yeah, they certainly know how to keep order. Let's face it, the only ones who could in a place like this.
All right, but apart from the sanitation, the medicine, education, wine, public order, irrigation, roads, a fresh water system and public health, what have the Romans ever done for us?
Brought peace?
Oh, peace! Shut up!
What have the Romans ever done for us? Okay, The Life of Brian, of course, Monty Python's Flying Circus. Now, let's get back to what we're talking about here. Books. What is banned? What's banned?
Okay, so some of the more famous books that were banned, we can take a look at here. So Mary Lavelle by Kate O'Brien was one of the more famous ones that was
Tell me about banned. That. When was that?
So that was in 1936. Her third novel, Mary Lavelle, was labelled indecent.
Oh, I'd love to know if I was indecent about it. Read out some extracts.
I will, yeah, exactly. You just do the book on one. But and four of her remaining six novels were then submitted to the censorship board, and The Land of Spices was banned as well. So she had like a double whammy, because Mary Lavelle was banned. They started looking at her other stuff as well. they say that Mary Lavelle is her finest novel, and it came down to a single line alluding to a character's homosexuality. One of the lines said she saw her father and Etienne in the embrace of love, right? So if this one reference to homosexuality meant that the book was banned and that people couldn't access it in Ireland. So that's Mary Lavelle by Kate O'Brien. That was one of the first ones.
And so was then, later, subsequently, was it unbanned?
Yeah, they then get quietly unbanned, mm-hmm. is what happened. So it, the love affair with her employer's married son in the book as well didn't help in the case, but it was unbanned subsequently after that, as loads of them are.
Well, I presume when the government like kind of cowed, when the clergy ever sort of wagged its finger,
but that
I would
was
imagine
it.
That the Irish Conservative thought police were either them or they cowed as well, did they?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But it's like, but that's what happened. I mean, loads of examples here in the next couple that I'm going to tell you about.
Okay, so that's Mary Lavelle, yeah. by Kate O'Brien. So if I wanted to go in and buy Mary Lavelle by Kate O'Brien, I could get it.
I think you can buy it now. Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to be calling
I
the cops
have to
if
take
you're
it
going
home in a brown paper bag.
I don't
would I?
Think so. No. I'll tell you about the magazines as well that were banned too in a couple of minutes. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I think you
Keep
can probably
going.
Guess.
Yeah. Playboy.
Yeah, exactly. You can probably guess. So The Ginger Man, J.P. Dunleavy, it was published in 1955.
I never read it. Is it any good?
I have also never read it, but it sold 45 million copies and never been out of print. So 45 million people can't be wrong, I assume. But so it was banned in the Ireland and the US, and it had been rejected by 45 publishers up until that point. So it did have problems before it came to Ireland as well. Archbishop, so this is what you were talking about, Archbishop John Charles.
Archbishop, I knew he'd come into it somewhere. Oh, it's John McQuaid himself.
It's John Charles McQuaid.
Oh,
it's the man himself. So he closed down the stage adaptation of the book after 3 nights.
Wait a minute, he closed down. Give me that again. That's what I was talking about. That's the power. He just said, close
that's
it.
That's it, close it. Right. Yeah,
so who
done.
Are you again? You're an archbishop. Let me look that up.
That's it, exactly. Yeah. So there was drinking and philandering.
Oh my God, I'm with you, John. Close it down, for crying out loud.
And wife mistreating in it as well, Sebastian Dangerfield. It wouldn't. They're saying it mightn't be published today. I think it'd probably get published fairly quickly. It's not flavour of the month for people, say, in Me Too times. It deals with themes, obviously, that wouldn't be maybe acceptable today.
Indeed.
In the same way. But it has sold over 45 million copies.
45 million copies.
Yeah, never been out of print.
The Ginger Man, J.P. Dunleavy.
So John Charles McQuaid wasn't able to lengthen the influence there at all.
Yeah.
Brendan Behan, no stranger to a ban. The Borstal Boy was the novel about time in Borstal, and it was banned after publication in 1958. Again, there was allusions to homosexual goings-on in the prison, Sinn Féin support and bad language, but which was veiled in the book. So instead of, you know, the full F word, they would, he's F-U-G-H-I-N-G was the way that they
Fucking
would.
Fucking hell.
Exactly. I would just let
sounds
you
like
say
Chinese.
It. Because it's your program, I'll let you say it.
So, oh God, that's funny. Oh God, I'd be giving out. Moving on.
You're going to be banned now. But it won a Tony Award in the stage adaptation, and Behan described his its addition to the banned list as him being inducted into the best band in the land.
Hey, very good.
Boy, I liked
by
it.
Brendan Behan.
Exactly.
Okay, where to next?
So I have another book for you if you want it. I've got one of the most famous books of all time, which was Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger. Which was banned in 1951 for obscene content.
There is nothing obscene in that
but
book.
But this is it.
And it would take you 10 minutes to read the damn thing too. You'd find out there's nothing there. It's really
exactly,
short.
It is really short. I have read this one. There is an incredibly brief, and it's very well written, and it's very funny moment that sealed the fate of The Catcher in the Rye in Ireland and its ban. So Holden Caulfield is a bit drunk, and he's asleep on the couch.
That's why it was banned.
Of Mr. Antolini, who's his former teacher, and he wakes up in the middle of the night to find Antolini patting him on the head.
Oh, ban it.
But this is it. So the inference is, he's hitting on him.
Well, he is, look.
But yeah, exactly. So Holden's confused, but he decides that it doesn't really matter that much anyway. And also, Dave, you'll collapse at this. It's so rude. The use of the word phony also contributed to its ban in Ireland as well. Yep, literally the word phony.
Did the Archbishop think it meant something else?
Oh no, I don't know, but it's a swear word, indelicate language, a swear word. I don't know.
Excuse me. Okay, hold on a second. This is the catcher in the rye.
Catcher in the rye, yeah.
And this was banned. When you're talking about banned, you're talking about banned in Ireland.
Yeah.
By
banned in Ireland.
Censorship and Publications Board.
Yeah.
And was that like the all of Ireland? What about the other part, like the six counties? Was it banned?
Stop asking me awkward questions.
Could you rush up to Newry and buy
it? I'm sure you could. It's like the train with Niall McCafferty.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah.
You just come down with your brown paper bag, as you said, with your copy of Catcher in the Rye.
All right.
You said you read half of this in college. Brave New World.
Oh, Brave New World. No, I'll tell you, no, the one I was mentioning was, I read half of Brave New World.
Yeah.
And the one I was mentioning earlier was Finnegan's Wake. I got to 19 pages.
So I gave up. But isn't it like Finnegan's Wake and
was that banned? No.
Ulysses was banned.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Well, there's controversy. I'll come to that in a second.
Right, okay.
But Brave New World by Aldous Huxley, Huxley was.
The guy Marx. Isn't that
yes,
name?
Exactly. Yeah. So it was.
I mean, not Carl.
But no. Bernard.
Bernard,
yeah.
Right.
So it was published in 1932, and it talks about, you know, this dystopian world you were just talking about with Deirdre, where advances in science and technology have created a utopian society. Now, that was banned in Ireland the year of its publication for being anti-religion and its criticisms of the traditional family, as well as some strong language.
Any examples? Just say all the words, please.
No, thank you.
Will they be banned now?
And the same as A Catcher in the Rye, the novel was later unbanned then after a kind of significant period.
So you're allowed by Brave New World. By
You are. You're not going to get arrested. But then the last one, which is kind of controversial. Well, it's controversial because it was never actually really banned. But Ulysses by
Ulysses.
James Joyce.
Indeed.
The film was banned in Ireland in 1967, I think, the version of the film that was banned. And it was banned in the book was banned in the United States for over a decade, and it was banned in the UK until the 1930s. The Sunday Express called it the most infamously obscene book in ancient or modern literature.
Wait, go back on that. It was banned in the States.
It was banned in the States for a decade, and then it was banned in the UK until the 30s. But here, people believe it was banned, but it actually wasn't. However, if you tried to get a copy, it wouldn't make it through customs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it'd be stopped at customs. Right. So it was never officially banned, but it seems to be some sort of shadow banning, as they would say on social media now.
Okay.
So, wasn't banned, but the film was banned.
Do you know an amazing thing? You know Dubliners?
Yeah.
He mentions the road that I lived on all the first part of my life in one
really?
Of the stories. Yeah.
That's
fantastic.
Kind of exciting.
Very exciting.
Ulysses is one of those things that you keep on your shelf that you pretend to read when people come over. So you can
being
impress
an English
them.
Scholar from University
College,
of course. Dublin.
And did you enjoy? Do you go out in the boater in June?
No, I don't. No, although I do know. I mean, I think Senator Norris is fantastic. But
he's great.
I'm always doing my hair that day. Okay, Ulysses by James Joyce. Where else are you going?
So there was. Do you want me to tell you about magazines?
Oh yeah.
So this is funny, right? So, but the bans on books last for 12 years in this country before they expire. But magazines...
And then do they kind of reban them if they feel like it?
I think so, yeah. I think that's how it works, is that you can kind of...
By the way, can I just ask something? Who's
re-up?
They? Are there a they these
days? I told
days?
You about
I know,
they.
But are they still daying?
Yes,
are they, still
they are still daying.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they are still daying. I don't know
the
if they're...
The Censorship of Publications Board.
Exactly. Now, I don't know if it's as big a deal as it used to be, or, you know, it has as much. But there's no... Nothing banned at the moment, but books wise, anyway.
Oh, anything goes.
Anything goes.
Okay, exactly. So magazines is where you are.
Yeah, so the bans last for 12 years and then they expire. I think they can re-up them, like you say, if they want to. But magazines remain banned indefinitely. And there's loads of the banned magazines in Ireland. This is kind of quaint and adorable, I think. But a lot of them are about crime, right? So there's a magazine called Amazing Detective Cases, which was banned in 1958, as was Detective Weekly and Famous Crime Stories, which was banned in 1959. Why?
And there's TV shows, TV stations devoted to these kind of things now, where there's recreations and
I suppose that these magazines have since been are since defunct. You know what I mean? So there's no need to lift a ban on a defunct magazine, I assume.
Oh,
but
right,
I assume that's
but
kind
if
of...
if they ever dared publish again.
Well, this is it, exactly. If you dare publish amazing detective cases.
Squid Game wouldn't get too far, would it?
Squid Game wouldn't get too far in the 50s. No, definitely not. But one of the ones which... or a couple of the ones which fell foul of the censor as well was Broadway and Hollywood Movies, People and Pictures and Health and Efficiency magazine.
Whoa, wait a second now. Broadway and Hollywood Movies is just a magazine about movies.
Yeah.
Okay, and People and Pictures, I suppose, are the same, is it?
I suppose. But Broadway and Hollywood Movies probably would have included some of those movies that were banned here as well. Do you know what I mean? This is a double whammy.
Health and Efficiency. Sorry?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'm not even going to ask why
we're also
some bad language in it.
It would explain why we're also unhealthy and inefficient, in fairness, that we didn't have access to the publication. But it's not just in the distant past. In Dublin Magazine was banned by Censorship Publications Board.
Dublin Magazine?
Yes.
I wrote for it for 3 years.
Did you really?
Yes,
did you get it banned? Let's see.
No, we didn't. I just wrote about rock. Rock wasn't banned.
So in 1999, there was a complaint about the explicit nature of the advertisement.
Oh, I was long gone by then. Tell
were you?
About it. Oh, yeah.
So there was advertisements for massage parlours in the back pages of the listings magazine. And the board banned the sale and distribution of the magazine for 6 months for being unusually or frequently indecent or obscene in a move that caused huge outcry over censorship and lack of accountability. Now, they did go to court. The High Court lifted the ban and the publishers of the magazine were given the said they should have been given the opportunity to state their case before the board, before the ban was implemented. And then Playboy was unbanned in January 1996 and quickly became the highest selling men's title in the country.
Oh, really? As I mentioned at the very beginning of the programme, I said you were going to do this. I always remember the Irish Times used to have a list every month or something of the list of banned books in Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
Which, of course, they shot up in sales.
Of course.
In the kind of world in the 1970s.
That's what you want.
But
yeah, exactly.
I always remember the title of one. I'd love to get my hands on it.
Go on.
It's called The Oral Organ Grinder.
Oh, and it was,
and it was by Dr. somebody or other. Like, it wasn't exactly, as I say, Carol Gruber from the Institute of Going a Bit Red in Helsinki, but it might have been. I'd love to. If anybody has a copy,
I really hope someone texts in.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about a couple of movies?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you have time. Yeah. So there are books and magazines, of course, were banned and subsequently unbanned and all that kind of stuff. Well, not the magazines so much, but there were movies as well. We don't have a great track record with that kind of stuff either. One of the weirdest movies, in my opinion, to be banned by the Irish Film Censors Office was Fantasia.
Oh, disgusting film. Get rid of it.
Do you know why?
Hold on, let me think. Fantasia, why? I wouldn't have a clue.
So
why.
You know the way Mickey Mouse is, you know, it's all a bit magic and he's gone around in his, you know, triangle.
It wasn't for stealing music of famous classical composers, no?
No, it was for promoting witchcraft and heresy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Fantasia.
So again, would that be the Archbishop again?
I'm sure it is. And I would venture to say that he had something to do with it, all right. So I think that's the weirdest movie. Like,
so
a
where
cartoon
would Harry Potter fit
kids
into all this?
But this is exactly, like, I mean, you can't, that's the Film Censors Office is now the Film Classification Office, so it's not as hands-on, you know, with the censoring and stuff as it once was. But the next one I kind of understand about this. There's this weird story to this one. It's called Cannibal Holocaust. Was one of the
films. Never saw it.
Yeah, well,
I saw Cannibal Holocaust too.
Completely missed the plot. This was in 1980, and to be fair to the censor in Ireland, it had trouble basically everywhere it was screened.
This is one of these snuff movie things.
This was the
Real people, this was the
accusation.
Oh, yeah,
so it was one of the first films to use what they call now found footage, like, so you know, in the Blair Witch Project and stuff like that, kind of pretending it was real. The director was Ruggero Deodato, and the Italian authorities believed that he had actually murdered the actors that were involved in this film. What he had actually done, it subsequently came out, was he had contracted his actors, the actors that appeared in the film, not to appear in anything else for a year subsequent to the cannibal Holocaust. And that was to make people believe that these people were real people. It was done in the style of a documentary and it was found footage. So they kind of, it was the sort of ruse was going on outside the movie as well. But it got him in huge trouble with the authorities because people believed that this was a snuff film, which it turned out not to be. But it's still one of the grossest endurance test films ever. You don't want to see it.
No, I haven't seen that anymore.
Yes. Do you want to know about A Yank in the RAF?
A Yank in the RAF is the movie, is it?
Yeah.
When was that released?
It was released in 1943 at the absolute height of World War II, and it was banned in Ireland. It's a propaganda movie. You have a clip for it there if you have time.
The thrilling exploits of a devil-may-care American flyer. A man who defies death and laughs at love and life. Tyrone Power has his most perfect role as the Yank who flew 3,000 miles in his search for thrills and danger, and to be with the girl he loves in A Yank in the RAF, with blonde, beautiful Betty Grable as the sweetheart of the Yank.
Don't you love those?
But the music is fantastic.
It's brilliant, isn't it? So that was banned in Ireland because it was considered a propaganda movie, so it was meant to inspire enlistment and stuff like that. But in Ireland's case, it was seen as championing a war that we had no part in because we were neutral at the time. So it was filmed, it was pulled a week after it was released, even though 41,000 people had already seen the film.
Yeah, there's a text there from Charity saying, "From dusk till dawn was banned. I had to ask my sister to bring it from England on VHS. Also, Natural Born Killers."
Exactly.
And all that kind of thing. But just tell me about, and we mentioned Monty Python.
Yeah.
Just tell me about Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, so Clockwork Orange, Stanley Kubrick's masterpiece, it kind of took aim at issues that no government would really like to talk about. So it's violence, political prisoners, terrorism, imprisonment, and all that. So it was banned in Ireland on the release in 1971. But at the request of Kubrick himself, the film was pulled from British cinemas because there were massive protests and a murder trial where the prosecutor linked the film to the case. And you remember that, Dave?
He was an Irish guy.
Exactly. So there was a scene where Malcolm McDowell's character beats up a homeless person who is Irish, and it was referred to in another murder trial with the accused claiming he copied the scene in question. So Kubrick asked that it be removed from British cinemas, but it was banned in Irish cinemas
after that. For a long time too. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, listen, Afric, thanks a million for dropping in and giving us all of that banned movies and books, and I'll give you a tiny little bit of Clockwork Orange.
As we walked along the flat block marina, I was calm on the outside but thinking all the time. So now it was to Beachy the General, saying what we should do and what not to do, and dim as his mindless grinning bulldog. But suddenly I vidded that thinking was for the gloopy ones, and that the omni ones used like inspiration and what bog sends. For now it was lovely music that came to my aid.
Dave Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.